Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. This episode, we're going to teach you all about cost segregation and why this is such a powerful wealth building tool specifically for real estate investors. And it is a game changer, especially if you are a W-2 employee that's in a high tax bracket, you make a lot of money, and you have the opportunity with this to incredibly reduce your taxes. So that's what we're going to be spending today's show all about. Now, this was an interview that we had recorded with Josh from our team in our private Financial Freedom Academy group. And we wanted to release it to you live now, a few weeks after we had that private recording. So Josh is our cost segregation analysis expert on our team. So if you book a call with us at Morris Invest and you're going through that cost segregation process, you're likely going to be speaking with Josh on the phone. So he is fantastic. So without further ado, here is that interview with Josh from our team. So good to see you, my man. He is our cost seg expert. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too. Yeah, really excited. It's been too long with this pandemic for us to get a chance to catch back up and go over some strategies to help some people.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of great questions here around cost seg today that I want to get to. If anyone's watching along live with us as well, please feel free to ask questions in the chat. We will get to your questions. So Josh, just give us a little bit of a history and background on your, how did you come to, I mean, it's not something, even when I talk to like financial experts, I bring it up, people don't even know what cost segregation is. Like, how did you come to this deep expertise level of understanding what cost segregation is?
Well, it's something that's been around for a really long time, but didn't become very popular until the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which increased the bonus you can get from depreciating assets with cost segregation from 50% to 100% bonus. So, you know, what that equates to is double the tax savings and made something that was a little known tool for real estate professionals and real estate investors twice as good as it was before.
So it was 2017, those tax cuts, and those have remained in place, right?
They have, correct.
All right. So let's dive into what exactly cost segregation is. Can you give us just a good 30,000 foot level, and then we'll dive into some of the very specifics here and tax strategies that we can get more deep with this. And could you, is it possible to
definitely
send a little?
So with cost segregation, it's a study done by a specific type of CPA that's considered a cost segregation engineer. And ultimately what they're doing is they're reclassifying personal property and upgrades to a property. Works best on new construction because everything's new and has its full value. And it's all things that fall in under 5, 7, 15 years. So this is a bonus in addition to your normal depreciation for residential real estate over 27 and a half years. So it is a study that gives you the bonus, and it's specific for certain clients that can really use it. You do have to qualify as a real estate professional, and there's some really good tips and tricks we can help you with to be able to do that, to use it against your income taxes. And it can also be used as a loss carry forward on passive income. So it kind of comes down to discussing your specific situation and if this strategy is the right strategy for you.
Okay. So we'll get into some examples of, like, for us, you know, on our team at Morris Invest and the Sidira Wealth, what, like, who would be a good client? We'll get there in a second. We'll go through that process. But why is this so unheard of? Like, why are more people not talking about this? Why is this like one of the greatest secrets in wealth building?
Well, you know, it's relatively new, you know, being only a few years old. And in order to do it right, there's a lot of cost and cumbersome cost to it. So, for example, to do a cost segregation study, it costs about $6,000 on one property. And that can turn a lot of investors off. And there's a little bit of a complication to it in terms of the recapture, because you can't just 1031 exchange when you sell. So if it's done correctly, it can save you, you know, hundreds of thousands on your taxes if you're a very high net worth earner. And the way we're able to really maximize that for people is by building in bulk and doing specific projects with our experience that are going to get the best write-off based on their size and square footage, and doing one report for a project of 50 plus homes. So we can give you that report at no extra cost if you're going through the cost segregation program.
Yeah, I was on a I was in an interview the other day, and I was talking to a person who I think he owned like two or three duplexes, not with us. He's just a separate, you know, real estate investor. And he said, and I was telling him about what we do as a full service rental real estate company. And one of the things that we do is making sure that we are able to provide that cost seg analysis on that particular property where there's a cost seg associated with it. And he said, yeah, I just did these on mine. And I said, I got to ask you, how much did you spend to get your cost segs done? And he said, yeah, they're like about 9,000. I did about $9,000. And he was floored. He was floored that like we give that away for free as part of it. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, he's like, that alone is a game changer. So that's super important, because the CPA, I mean, you have to fly them there, right? This cost segregation engineer, you have to hire this person, and they're basically what? They're flying to go see your properties, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They have to fly out here. They have to tour the property. They have to do a study. They have to analyze the cost and the value of depreciating everything from the driveway to the fences. So they're a very specialized CPA. And every time we have a project, they have to get on the plane and come out. And that's obviously very expensive.
Right. So that's why it makes a lot of sense when you have multiple properties. Like we owned a bunch of properties in one market, and we flew the CPA, the engineer there. He spent like 2 days or whatever it was going through 10 or 11 properties. And it cost us, I think it was like $15,000 or $20,000 at the end of the day. So you have to make sure that, oh, this is this benefit, this cost is going to, is it, does it make sense for me to get the cost segregation analysis done so that I'll save enough on my taxes, right? Do you want to weigh that number before you do a cost seg?
You absolutely do. You know, and that's something that turns a lot of people off and makes it not cost effective. You know, like, for example, a project we had that was around a 213 purchase price, cost segregation is typically about a 20% write-off. So it was actually a $41,000 write-off. And if you're at, say, 37% tax, you're going to be saving yourself $15,000 in taxes. Now, if you pay $6,000 to save that $15,000 and then ultimately have to potentially pay it back when you sell, probably not worthwhile. However, if you're an investor with us, that cost segregation report is no additional cost. So it costs you $0 to get that report, because we built 50 of them specific for cost segregation, and we're able to separate that cost out over 50 homes.
That's great. So I see a question here from Clea Grubb says, why can't you use a local accountant to do the cost segregation? Great question.
Well, the short answer is any accountant can technically do it. The question is, do you want a specialized one that really knows what they're doing? And are they going to be comfortable knowing the research to figure out how much these floorboards are going to depreciate and how much this fence is going to work? So it's a much more complicated process and requires a lot of specialization for it to be done right. But in theory, a CPA is a public accountant who could. It's just, you know, do you want the best or do you want average? Do they know what they're doing or do they not?
Right. Like I work with one of my accountants is Tom Wheelwright, who's one of the smartest tax accountants in the world and one of the smartest real estate investing tax accountants. But when we reached out to him a couple of years ago to do a cost seg, we said, you know, who do you recommend? He said, I don't do them. He said, they're hard, you know? And so, and he gave us a recommendation, you know, they're not easy to do. So even Tom, one of the great tax accountants, doesn't even do cost segregation. So hope that answers that. Drew Pitchford in our chat asks if it could be not cost effective, can you bypass them on Morris Invest new construction? I assume the cost of the cost segregation is built into the price of the property. What do you think about that?
So not all of our projects actually have cost segregation. A lot of times it might not make sense. A smaller home, smaller square footage, a smaller project of say 10 to 15 properties, we won't do cost seg. And that's okay, because not every client is going to qualify for the benefit or even need the benefit. It can actually be a downside if you're having an off year and in the future you're planning on making a lot more income and selling that property, you're going to have that deduction recaptured and pay income taxes at your current rate. So a lot of clients aren't a good fit for for it. And that's why it's always very important for us to sit down and discuss with you on our intro calls what the best program for you is.
Right. So when you book a call and you go to morrisinvest.com and you click on the book a call button, one of the things we're going to do, especially if it's a cost seg question, you might be speaking with Josh on the phone about this, and you'll work through this process. So let's talk about then, Josh, what is an example of a client who a cost segregation analysis is a great fit for in this cost seg program? Because we have multiple programs with our team. You know, we've got our portfolio program, 1031 program, and a cost seg program. What client would fit into this bucket for cost segregation?
Well, a lot of times business owners are great fits for it. You know, they're set up in a way where it's easier for them to qualify for this type of program, and they can be higher net worth earners. We have lots of doctors, dentists, private practice doctors that tend to be the clients who are a great fit for it because they're paying the highest tax rates. And a lot of times they have a spouse who stays home, who qualifies as a real estate professional. And, you know, we have surgeons who make $800,000-$900,000 a year and are paying close to 50% tax. So when they get a write-off like this, the amount of money it's saving them in their high income earning years is tremendous.
Right. This is a great point, and one we need to drill down on a little bit if we can, Josh, because so what Josh is saying is, a person who can use this benefit has to be a real estate professional. There's someone in their family that can qualify as a real estate professional, which is the basics of being a real estate professional are 750 hours a year that you attribute to real estate or real estate investment, purchasing, selling as a real estate agent, or you're just an investor and you spend a bulk of your day or a bulk of your week investing or being involved in real estate. There are a few other nuances with the tax code, but that's the bottom line. And so for a surgeon who's at the hospital all the time, they're making a boatload of money. They have a spouse at home. Like we knew a woman, she was an oncologist, and her husband stayed at home. And we told her about this strategy, and she was blown away knowing that if her husband became a real estate professional while she's in the surgery all the time, she's going to save a ton on taxes now because they qualify as a real estate professional. And so that's a real powerful way to offset all of that money that they're making as a doctor or a dentist or other, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge way. You know, like for example, we had one purchase their first few investment properties, and it was a $100,000 investment with a $100,000 write-off. And they get to save almost $50,000 just for investing that. So that could buy another property just in the tax savings from that one investment.
That's amazing. So someone likely would be a client for this purpose that has a business. So they are self-employed, you know, because if you try to, you can't to qualify, let's say you're just a single person. Okay. And you work a 9-to-5 job and then you want to try to become a real estate professional. Well, in the eyes of the IRS, you can't be working a full-time job with a W-2 paycheck and then try to become a real estate professional. Like you have to, your full-time profession has to be real estate professional. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. So, you know, if you're a W-2 employee and you're working 40 hours a week, you're trying to tell the IRS that you spend more than 40 hours a week on top of your 40-hour a week job being a real estate professional because that has to be your number one profession, that's impossible. That raises a lot of red flags and you don't want to put yourself in that position. So you want to talk to a CPA and be prepared and understand how to do this and how to qualify for it if you can use the benefit. And, you know, it can be a bummer if you can't use it, but it's also not the end of the world, and it doesn't mean you can't use it in the future. You know, a lot of I had two clients who were W-2 employees, both very high earners, both doctors, and they're at the point now where the wife actually doesn't work at all anymore in order to qualify as a real estate professional because the tax savings make that much of a difference for their situation for her to save more in taxes than she was making as a doctor every year.
That is
and get real estate.
That is mind blowing.
It's crazy.
Well, and we talk about, you know, something I try to talk about a lot is, you know, when we talk about raising taxes on the wealthy and the rich, right? You know, what we're really talking about is it's W-2 employees who make a lot of money, who aren't the self-employed business owners. It's not the Warren Buffetts. It's doctors that feel the squeeze because it comes right out of their paycheck from the hospital. and they don't get a chance to try to offshore this money in a, you know, in Ireland with a headquarters that they've set up in the Grand, you know, the Bahamas or something like that. It comes right out of their paycheck. And so 50% of their paycheck is going to taxes. They don't have an opportunity in any other way to figure out how to build wealth like this. And so for a two-doctor family, it made financial sense for one of the doctors to stop making a salary in order to go this. I mean, that's a mind-blowing stat. I mean, I just want everyone to like soak that in for a moment, because that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was up there in what you want to aspire to with using these strategies, you know, being able to leave your job and make more money from real estate tax savings than you would working full time. And you're absolutely right. W-2s have it the worst in terms of what they get taxed. There's nothing for them to hide it. There's not additional write-offs they can save for it is for business. It's really a tough position to be in.
Yeah. So this is a great way, especially if you've got a spouse that's home, that, you know, this is an opportunity and you can work with our team on that. Josh and the team will take great care of you in figuring this out. And that's why I think it's important for when people work with us, it's not a one size fits all approach. You know, it's a very customizable approach and everyone is going to be different in this process. And so that brings me to the question, you know, what's an example of a client who this would not be a great fit for cost segregation?
Well, you know, if a client leaves a job and has their old 401k, whether they cash it out to buy a property or do it in a retirement account, obviously inside of a retirement account, you're not going to get any personal tax benefits because the retirement account owns the property. But also in a year where you have lower income, taking cost segregation isn't really going to benefit you, even if it benefits you a little bit. If you plan on going back to work and making more money than you did in the year you bought it, and or selling the property down the road, when it gets recaptured, you could actually pay a higher tax rate. You know, we're also talking, you know, if your tax rate's already in like the low 30s or below, it's not that big of a benefit. And in the long run, it's not going to help you as much as a higher net income earner would. And you still have the downsides of having to pay that back when you sell. Now, you can 1031 exchange it into more cost segregation and use the write-off to offset paying it back. But why go through that if the tax savings isn't huge for you?
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. And we had to look at that on a couple of our properties. You know, it didn't make sense for us to even go that route on a cost seg. You know, it depends on the situation, certainly. Lindsay has a question. Can you do a cost segregation analysis and a 1031 exchange? Is that allowed?
So you can do a cost segregation analysis and a 1031 exchange. However, when you do the exchange, you aren't exchanging the write-off you got for cost segregation. That counts as income for the year you do the exchange. So say, for example, you retire and do this 1031 exchange and you're at a really low income tax bracket, that's a good time to pay that tax, right? However, additionally, if you're buying the next property and that next property has cost segregation, that write-off can wipe out the tax you're paying back, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Good stuff. Okay. Next question. Can the cost segregation be carried over multiple years if you don't have enough passive income to take advantage of the loss it provides in the year you have it done? That's from Drew.
Absolutely. Thanks, Drew. So it can be carried over up to 5 years, a loss carry forward. And that's a way to use cost segregation if you don't qualify as a real estate professional. You know, we obviously get write-offs with depreciation and expenses in general that wipe out pretty close for me, at least personally on my rental properties, most of the cash flow I'm making, I don't pay taxes on because of the regular write-offs. With cost segregation, you can write the rest of it off, but it's also worth seeing if that's worthwhile for you because they're going to recapture it at the end if you're doing it from cost segregation. So, you know, when you end up, if you have, for example, if you have a lot of properties, right? If you have 10, 15 properties and they're all producing income and, you know, you're paying a lot of taxes on that income because of the volume, cost segregation for the passive income write-off would be huge because it would offset that from other investment properties because you're considering them like-kind investments. However, if all you have is one or two properties, it's probably not even worth your time in using it for that because the recapture is going to be worse than the money you're saving. You know, you want to be able to maximize that write-off either on your income taxes or on passive income.
Okay, great answer. Great answer. This one's from Jody. If you sell the property, is the cost segregation amount due back to the IRS at closing?
So it's not due back at closing, but it's going to be due back on your income taxes for that tax year. Okay. So, you know, if you're buying the next property with cost seg, you can also offset that. But a 1031 in of itself doesn't 1031 the cost seg deduction. You know, 1031 is avoiding capital gains tax and recapture of standard depreciation, but it doesn't avoid the recapture of cost segregation depreciation. So, like, for example, if you're keeping the property for the rest of your life, you never have to worry about it. If you do end up selling it, that's going to be recaptured. But if you're at a much lower tax bracket because you're retired or because you're working part-time now, it's not going to be as bad as the tax you would have paid the year you bought it. And for, say, you hold it for 10 years, in the example where you save, you know, $50,000 on your taxes, for those 10 years, you got a $50,000 interest-free loan from the IRS because of this cost seg report.
Right. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's a great point. So let's look at, you know, an example here of things that people wouldn't think of when it comes to cost segregation, that, for instance, the benefits of new construction cost segregation over renovated property cost segregation. So what I mean by that is you buy a new construction property. Let's say you buy like one of our new construction single families or new construction duplex. There's things that happen to the roads and improvements that you don't get from renovated properties that are existing, and then you're just going in and gutting the building, gutting the house and fixing it up. Can you talk a little bit about some of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with a brand new construction property, it's known that this is the best for cost segregation and the best bang for your buck, so to speak, for the cost of the report and what you're going to get. Because the report's not going to cost less if you renovate a home or you're buying a brand new home. You still have to get the cost segregation engineer out there. They still have to do their report. However, with something that's brand new, everything is brand new. So everything that falls in the 5, 7, and 15 year depreciation category can be depreciated to its fullest. You know, the easiest way to look at it is how much does a brand new car depreciate and how much does a used car depreciate? And it's very similar process in terms of the value you're able to write off when it's new versus when you just did a gut rehab to a property. You know, if you did a gut rehab and you didn't replace all the roads, you're not going to get that write off. If you didn't replace the fence, maybe you just painted it, you're not going to get the same write off.
Great point. Yeah. So the best bang for your buck on these new constructions. Let's talk also about restrictions for like in an LLC. So Deirdre is asking, are there any restrictions to obtaining cost segregation within an LLC, purchasing it inside of a business?
So none to my knowledge if it's a personally owned LLC. For example, I've been using cost segregation in properties I have in my LLC and personal name, and it makes no difference. But, you know, it's kind of everyone's situation is a little bit different. Like I do a pass-through LLC personally, and that might not be how yours is set up. For majority of my clients, you know, we provide the report. They work with their CPAs. I can tell you I see a split probably 50-50 who buy in their personal name and buy in their LLC, and I know they're all using cost segregation. So it shouldn't make a difference, but you obviously want to understand how you're filing your taxes because you can do it a few different ways with LLCs.
Can you give us some real-world examples on numbers? I know when you and I talked and before, like I think just giving a real-world house example with a client and what they were able to save based on just a recent client, just whoever's top of mind for you that you could pick out some numbers. I want to hear this because I think it's fascinating if people can't really wrap their head around it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a relatively new client who has purchased 6 duplexes so far from us, and they're all with conventional financing. And that's one note too, you know, the less you put down, the more this write-off is going to help. Right? Because it's based on, it's roughly about 20% of the home can vary a little bit, but if you're putting 20% down, you're getting close to a dollar for dollar write-off. So he had a couple of really good years in the mortgage industry, which, as you know, with interest rates being so low, those guys have been very, very busy. and he needed a bigger write-off for it. His wife's doing the work to qualify as a real estate professional, and his duplexes were $85,000 as a down payment, and there's a $60,000 write-off on those. And he lives in the Northeast, which is a very high tax area, pays close to 50% tax. So on each of those $85,000 investments, he's saving just about $30,000 per property on his taxes. So that times six is $180,000 that he gets to keep in his pocket and get six brand new duplexes that are cash flowing for him.
Right.
So there's a huge, huge actual benefit if you can use this strategy correctly.
Right. It's an amazing tax shelter. I mean, think about that, right? We almost forget that, oh, by the way, they're a cash flowing property, brand new with a tenant in place. It's adding to your overall net worth and retirement. Oh, that's nice too. And the fact that you get all of these tax savings because it's new construction against this 50% crazy income tax that you're paying because you're in the highest tax bracket. So awesome stuff. Any more questions, fire them away. We will continue to answer them here in the chat. Any other sort of final thoughts where you see cost segregation going with any of the new changes to the tax law? Obviously, some big changes coming on infrastructure stimulus and part of these, you know, additional pushes for housing and infrastructure over the next year.
Well, I'm a big proponent of cost segregation for a lot of reasons, but you know, it encourages individuals to buy more new construction rental real estate, which is good for the overall economy and our housing shortages to encourage investors to do that. At the end of the day, that lowers the cost of rent when there's more supply, right? When there's less supply, rent's going to go up. And we hear about all the major cities complaining about way too much high rent. So, you know, as of this tax year, you can absolutely use cost segregation. I haven't heard that it's going to change. It's not been targeted specifically, but it was something that was reduced before. So personally, and I'm a little biased, obviously, but I can wish it was an option for every investor out there, because all it does is encourage you to buy more rental real estate, because you can only do this on a rental property.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have an affordable housing crisis in this country. So it's, it's a win because, you know, builders will be more encouraged to work with investors who want to buy. And then it helps the whole cycle. And we have a $22 million unit shortage across the United States. So we need these affordable homes. Josh, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you breaking this all down. Grover's excited about cost seg. He woke up because we were talking about cost segregation. That's good. That's good news. Any final thoughts you want to share with us before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give us a call. Let's talk about your situation and how it could benefit you. You know, it's not a one size fits all, but if you can use it correctly and we can find a way to work it into your portfolio, we would love to. You know, that's why we brought it on as a major program for clients it works for. But also don't be discouraged if you can't use it right now. You know, things can change. The idea of working with us is so you don't have to have that W-2 job. You can retire from real estate. You can use this as a real estate professional, whether it's in a few years too. So it's good to understand it. It's good to work on your specific plan, and we want to help get you there.
Perfect. Well, we'll have a link below in the description as well. We've dropped it here in the chat. So just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button there. And we have multiple programs. And again, it's not a one size fits all. Like, we really want to help you build wealth long term. That's the goal. So we will really get to know you. You might be talking with Josh on the phone, and we'll set up and make sure we have the perfect program custom made for you. So Josh, my friend, great to see you again. Great catching up with you.
You as well. Thanks, Clayton.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It.
You bet. And thanks to all of you for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it. And thanks so much for being a part of this amazing community. We had one more question here. Sarah Samuels sent a question before we wrap things up. Let me see if we can sneak this one in, Josh, if you don't mind here.
No problem.
Sarah says, can you elaborate about using tax benefits for the previous year's taxes if you don't need the deduction in the current year?
So the loss carry forward can be for up to 5 years when you're doing it. And There's a few tips and tricks. You know, it depends on your situation for claiming it at different times. Typically, you have to claim it in the year that you purchased the real estate for the main major deduction. So it's all about timing. You know, maybe it's better to close after the first of the year. We had a few clients that, you know, were pretty maxed out on cost seg for the year, had enough deductions to really lower their tax bracket, and we extended their closings for their next round until the new year to make sure it counts for this year. So timing is very key as well with this.
Perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just a loss carry forward, just an idea that you, hey, maybe you had in your business this year, you had a lot of losses. You didn't do very well. You had, you know, a lot of problems. You had a lot of other deductions. Maybe you had some other expenses. And do you want to claim it this year? Because it might benefit you more to wait. If you're okay on your tax returns this year, you might want to carry it forward to another year, you know, and use it then. Maybe you're in a better situation financially. So that's why that 5-year window. So thank you for that last question, Sarah. I appreciate it. All right, Josh, thanks again, my friend. We'll see you real soon.
Take care. See you soon.
My thanks to Josh for taking the time out to go through the cost segregation process. If you are ready to jump into real estate investing and you want us to see what program would fit for you as a full service rental real estate team, that's what we do at Morris Invest. Just go to our website. We'll have a link below. It's morrisinvest.com and click on the book a call button. Pick a 30-minute time slot on your calendar and we'll give you a call and we'll go through and see what your situation is and how we can help you build wealth. Now go out there, everyone, take action and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.